You are listening to Lealure. Make sure that you are seated in a comfortable position with your headphones on for the best effects. As always, avoid driving and/or operating heavy machinery while listening to the sound of my voice.
If you'd like to get yourself comfortable and let your eyes just drift down, maybe you can find yourself dropping off easily and effortlessly into a deep sleep. Maybe you need a little bit more than that to let yourself drop off into a deep sleep. Whatever it is that your unconscious mind requires at this moment, perhaps you can imagine yourself receiving that, allowing yourself to get comfortable, to settle in, and to let your brain take what it needs. What's that like to allow your unconscious mind to just take the thing it needs? Where does it get it from? How good can it feel for you to find yourself thinking about how easily your unconscious mind can just grab a thing it needs and pop it into place and make it happen? Maybe the thought of that is too complicated for your mind. Maybe the thought of that is too, what, huh? And your brain gets a little confused and it gets a little fuzzy. And the more fuzzy your brain gets, the easier it is for you to simply slide away, for you to sink and drop and slide in that fuzzy, easy way while you breathe in and come up just a little bit closer to consciousness and breathe out and drop down more deeply into trance, breathing out every single thought that was in your head with every breath. And if any thoughts happen to pop up, you notice you can just breathe them out again too. To acknowledge them, to know they're there, that's great. You had a thought, congratulations, now let it go. Feel how good it feels to let your brain get fuzzier and fuzzier, and even the thoughts that are in your head might find themselves getting fuzzier and fuzzier too, until the point that comes when any thought is simply too fuzzy to be well paid attention to. Sort of the way that you might find yourself not really paying attention to stuff that's out of focus, if you were looking at it, to notice that the things that are in focus are easier to pay attention to, and that goes for thoughts as well. I don't know if you saw Spider-Man Into the Spider-Verse, but they used really interesting art techniques in that movie where certain things were definitely in focus and other things were definitely fuzzy and out of focus. Maybe your brain can be like that, where the sound of my voice can be sharp and crisp, and any other thoughts can simply be fuzzy. Your brain can feel that fuzziness and can let them fade away with every breath out, finding them gone more and more easily. And feel how good it is to allow your unconscious mind to let your body get more and more comfortable, to allow any tensions that you have to just melt away, to allow your muscles to feel how good that is. Oh. How good that is to let things simply drop right now, more and more easily, more and more powerfully. Feel your unconscious mind simply giving into that state of you being deeply and effortlessly, powerfully in that state of trance. The more you find yourself dropping down, the easier it gets for you to go even deeper. The more deeply you go in trance this time, the easier it is for you to get into trance with deep sleep next time, or whatever other phrase your unconscious mind simply knows instinctively is the right phrase, the right word, the right signal for you to go into trance. When the intent is there, when it's safe and appropriate to do so, your mind simply gives in to all of that. So drop down more deeply right now. Feel how good it becomes for your unconscious mind to feel that state of trance, of fuzzy, of melt, giving in. And while your brain does that, perhaps you can realize that you don't even realize what it is that I'm doing to the rest of your mind. Perhaps the rest of your mind is like putty in my words, in my hands, in my ideas, so that you can find yourself giving in more powerfully and more amazingly. I don't know how good it's going to feel for you to allow your unconscious mind to take you down deeper. I don't know what it's going to do for your brain to hear those clicks and to simply find yourself getting adjusted and changed and formed. What does it feel like for your brain when I stick my fingers in in the form of my words, my thoughts, my intent, and tell you when I press here to go into trance deeply now, to go into trance more deeply here now, for you to perhaps feel a little press against the inside or maybe the outside of your mind, where it would be most effective for you to feel that and then to go into trance now. To know that that state of trance that you can find yourself in becomes more powerful and more amazing with every single passing moment, and feel how good that is for your unconscious mind to just say yes to all of these things, for your unconscious mind to simply take you down more and more deeply into trance, for your unconscious mind to simply drop you down more powerfully into a state that is thrilling right now. Let your unconscious mind say yes. Let your unconscious mind give itself over to the idea that your brain is ready to be molded, putty, clay. How easy can it be for your unconscious mind to let my words in? Well, maybe, you know, if your brain was just a brain and I could mold it, maybe I'd put a little door in somewhere, a little door that opened up automatically to my words, so that when you heard my words, you would know that that door would open up and I had full and effortless access to your mind, and then my words could simply pour in and go to all the right places that they need to. And maybe that's exactly what's happening to your brain right now, that your unconscious mind is taking all my words and allowing your brain to be more and more putty and letting me put in doors all over the place, letting me put in ideas and suggestions all over the place, so that your unconscious mind takes you down more deeply into trance. So that when I say things like obedience is pleasure and pleasure is obedience, or the deeper you go, the better you feel, and the better you feel, the deeper you go, that those things automatically have new things in your brain added to them so that they become more and more true for you. How fascinating is it for your unconscious self to realize that when I say a thing, your brain goes to work right now, forming new ideas, forming new shapes, and taking my words and doing what it needs to make them your reality. Would it be funny if there was a part of your mind right now that just wanted to take everything I said and make it happen? So if I told you to freeze, your brain would go, oh, well, we know how to stop in place, don't we? We have definitely, on occasion, just stopped moving. And your unconscious mind could let you do that. And then to know that your brain could then undo it when I said release. And to feel the difference between your unconscious mind holding you in place and you just trying to be still. There is a difference. You can see it. I wonder if you can feel that too. Drop down deeper and deeper into trance. One of my friends was commenting the other day about how sometimes she really hates it when she talks to certain people because they don't often let her get a word in edgewise. And I said to her, wouldn't it be nice if everybody responded to the hypnotic command silence as well as some people we know? Meaning her, really. She's very good at that. But imagine how good that would be. To imagine yourself talking and then just to hear that word, silence, and to know that in that moment, your vocal cords simply stopped working. You might move your mouth. You might try to speak. But what would come out? Now, I know that if you're going to be tickled when you're silent, even the laughs don't come out. What comes out is a little bit of breath, and that's it. And speak. But imagine how good it feels for your unconscious mind to know that it's capable of doing a thing like that. Imagine that your unconscious mind can do just about anything. Because I'll only tell you to do things that I know your unconscious mind can make happen. So does your unconscious mind make them happen? If it's safe and appropriate to do so? If you know that doing that makes you feel better and better? If you know that doing that is your unconscious mind working together with mine? Being co-conspirators, being partners, in your conscious self simply realizing, or maybe even not realizing, that any changes have happened at all. How good does it feel for your unconscious mind to find itself so adjusted? How good does it feel for your unconscious mind to open up as you drop down deeper and deeper as you sink and fuzz, as you melt and are transformed into new things, into new skills, into a new kind of you every single time. Go ahead and just drop down deeper and deeper right now and feel how fascinating it is for your unconscious mind to accept that you are in this state, that you are in this place of giving in. And the more you find yourself in this state and in this place of giving in, your brain just feels fantastic. Drop down deeper right now. Give in to the unconscious mind's ability right now to drop, to feel yourself surrender, to drop, to give in more, to go more deeply and powerfully into trance right now, and to let your brain simply feel so fantastic that no matter what's going on in your mind, you open up more and more. I like the idea that your brain is so malleable that it is absolutely at my fingers, at my words, mercy. That your brain knows that with every new suggestion and that with every new idea, your unconscious mind, your smart unconscious mind, can figure all these things out. You don't really even need to worry about it because your brain can come up with some crazy Rube Goldberg machine if it wanted to for how and why you do a thing. Or your unconscious mind could get some sort of backup that would enforce you doing a thing. And I don't know exactly what that might be. I will share with you that I have somebody that I work with who wasn't really good at sticking to doing a certain particular thing. So their brain came up with the idea, and I think I may have mentioned this before, but their brain came up with the idea that if they didn't do the thing, they would get caned. Now, they're really not looking forward to being caned, and I'm not sure I would blame them, because for most people, it's not a pleasant sensation, and for them, it's definitely punishment. So not everybody needs to go that far. Some people's brains simply need to know that they can use outside help to get to a point where they are making a thing happen. Whatever it is that your unconscious mind requires, feel how fascinating it is to know that whether you need outside help or whether all the help you need is on the inside, your brain is fantastically capable of doing all sorts of things. How quickly can you find yourself changing your mind, and how good it will feel to give in to the idea that your brain changes all the time, daily, easily? Do you know how suggestible you are? Do you know if you're deeply in trance or wide awake right now? What if I told you that this was your wide awake state? Could you go deeper? What if I told you that this was as deep as you could ever go? How much more would you find yourself coming awake when the time was due? Drop down deeper into trance right now and allow your unconscious mind to just think about nothing at all. To allow everything on the peripheral to be fuzzy and allow everything in front of you to simply be clearly focused on the sound of my voice. Even the words that I'm saying may, in fact, be less and less distinct for you. It doesn't mean that you necessarily forget them. It may mean, really, that you never knew what they were to begin with. Drop down deeper and deeper and feel how fascinating it is for your unconscious mind to know that maybe it's paying attention to my words, but you know that your conscious self isn't and can't and doesn't and won't. So you sink down deeper because it feels so much better as you breathe out and drop down more deeply into trance to let your unconscious mind in on this joke. It's not really a joke, is it? In on this capacity, this ability, where your unconscious mind simply feels fantastic and you give in, you drop down deeper and you feel even better. How much more can you surrender to pleasure right now? Can your unconscious mind think about ways in which you enjoy feeling better? Can your unconscious mind automatically release the chemicals that are in your mind that let you feel better? Can your unconscious mind simply allow that to flood through your body, to flow through your system, to let you feel better and better and better right now? Maybe it gets to the point where it feels so good and your brain kind of gets all crispy on the edges. Maybe like your bacon. I don't know. But drop down deeper and deeper into trance right now while your unconscious mind feels how fantastic it is for you to surrender to being deeply into trance, for you to know that this week is going to be good for you, and for your brain to do everything in its power, to let everything be as good as it possibly can be. How do you even do that? Can you imagine what a good week would be for you? Can you imagine what a good week would be for you in terms of your responses to a thing? Perhaps your good week would be you responding to everything as powerfully and positively as you could, and not even allowing things to upset you. Maybe that would be a better week than just expecting everything to go perfectly. How simple would it be for your mind to let you know that the appropriate response for everything that's going to allow you to feel so good is already in your brain, and that your unconscious mind can take that idea of the ways you might find yourself responding to a thing and just imagine that for tomorrow, the next day, the next day, the next day, all the rest of the week, so that your brain gets into the idea, into the habit of knowing that you can respond as easily and as positively as possible to anything that comes your way. I bet there have been times in your life when, even when you were a little overwhelmed, you kind of felt, this is okay. I can handle it. I can deal with it. For some reason, today I can handle anything thrown my way. And then to let your brain, let that sink in, that memory, that idea, whether you've had it in your brain in the past or not, allow your unconscious mind to hold on to the idea that you know how to do this, that you've either seen somebody else do it or you've heard about it, or you've done it a little bit in the past, and your unconscious mind can take that and put it to good use and find yourself doing it for the rest of the week to feel how good it is, and maybe even that it's simpler for your unconscious mind to do that than you expected, to notice that no matter what happens, you find yourself not overwhelmed. You find yourself capable of handling and dealing with whatever comes to you, because you can always take a deep breath. You can always imagine yourself looking left and right and left and right and left and right for, I don't know, 20 seconds or so, and then feeling your brain engage. Or maybe you find yourself singing a little song and your brain engages. Or maybe you find yourself doing a little bit of exercise and your brain engages, and then all of a sudden you go, ah, I just needed a 30-second break, and now everything is possible. Or maybe you didn't even need that long. Maybe your unconscious mind can say, oh, well, let's just approximate what would happen if we did that for 30 seconds. Oh, look at that. We feel better. Our brain approximated that in 2 seconds, and we feel fantastic. I can handle whatever comes my way. Drop down deeper and deeper into trance right now while your unconscious mind thinks about all the ways that you can handle a thing, while you can find yourself melty right now, not even paying attention to the words that I'm saying. They're so far off. It feels fuzzy and melty, and your brain is just happy to be putty right now. Or is it clay? Maybe at some point in time, something gets fired and adjusted. But it doesn't really matter if at any point in time, something gets put in your brain and then you think it's a hard, solid thing. Because unless you absolutely need it, unless it absolutely does fantastic things for you, our brains are actually always pliable and always malleable. They can be open for new ideas, open for new suggestions, open for fantastic things to come our way that we can learn to take advantage of, that we can learn about, that we can find ourselves exploring and discovering how good it feels to let our minds and our brains, our bodies, experience and play around with all sorts of things that are new for us, that are different for us. Maybe you found yourself eating a little bit too much over quarantine time, and you're like, you know what? First of all, I'm going to stop that. Second of all, I'm going to get some exercise. Maybe your brain has never really thought about having your body get exercise before, and it's a little challenge, but you could do it. Your unconscious mind knows that you could do that if you really wanted to. Anything that you really wanted to do, you could make happen. All you need to do is to think about it. But whatever it is that you find yourself thinking about that you'd like to do, notice that your brain can, in its putty state, come up with the first step, and then your unconscious mind can either find internal or external resources to allow you to make a thing happen. And then perhaps you discover that you just are. And maybe you didn't realize that you were fantastic at forgetting things, or maybe you didn't realize that your brain was good at feeling more pleasure, or maybe you didn't realize that you could actually be silent, even if you wanted to talk. And maybe you didn't know that you could find yourself stopped in place. Or maybe you knew all these things all along. And however you found yourself doing it, you can release any suggestions or triggers that you're under that you don't want to be under right now. Or maybe even the ones that you do. Let's allow you to move again. Let's allow you to talk again. And on the count of 10, find yourself coming up all the way, wide awake, feeling fantastic, and allowing this to be a fantastic start for the rest of your week. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Wide awake.
Thank you for listening.